So today we're welcoming to the program Cindy Sine of the Quincy Tree Alliance to chat a little bit about their design, the logo contest, but also about the Tree Alliance in general and what it is all about. So Cindy, great to see you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning. Happy to be here. Happy to talk about the Quincy Tree Alliance.
Yeah, and a great springtime topic, certainly with things starting to bud and bloom now and spring in full swing. I had not heard, quite honestly, of the Quincy Tree Alliance prior to this whole contest. So could you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly. We are very new. We actually haven't even had our official launch yet. We're looking to launch at the end of April for Arbor Day, which is Friday, April 30th. But we'll have a series of events building up to that. Increasing our visibility in the city and promoting ourselves to the residents before the official launch day. I just want to thank everyone in the community for their support in the local contest. We held the contest for high school and college students in Quincy, asking them to submit a design for us. And we had lots of submissions. All of them are wonderful. They are currently up on our social media. You can find them on our face page on Facebook, Quincy Tree Alliance, and also on Instagram at Quincy Tree Alliance. And we invite all members of the public to vote on their top three choices by liking on Facebook the logo that they like, and also on Instagram as well to heart the entries that they like. We have the logos in the Quincy Sun. You might see them. And once all of that is in, the Quincy Tree Alliance members will take all of those votes in consideration in choosing our logo.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about who the Alliance members are and what your kind of goal is?
Yes, so you know, Quincy's Trees have friends. We are a group of volunteers who have organized ourselves under the title of the Quincy Tree Alliance. All residents of Quincy. Our goal is to sustain and expand Quincy's urban forest. And we will do this through advocacy, education, tree planting, and maintenance activities. So we'll be looking to collaborate with our local officials, collaborate with national and state agencies, and working with other community organizations to do exactly that. Our main goal is to protect and to grow Quincy's tree canopy. And we do this for the benefit and the well-being of not only the current citizens, but for our future generations as well.
So how many members are you now and how does one become a member, Cindy?
Again, we're still in our founding stages. We have anywhere between, I would say 10 to 30 people currently. And to be a member, you have to be a resident of the city. You pay your membership due, and that gets you eligibility to vote on future projects and the continued work that we do.
Okay. How would you kind of, rate the city of Quincy's tree status right now, you know, and where would you like
it? Well, Quincy is currently an Arbor City, so we do hold that title. And the Quincy Tree Alliance is working not only to keep that title, but to honor it by increasing our urban forest. So we do have a tree ordinance that the city council had passed, I believe back in 2006. And we are one of not that many cities in the state with a tree warden. We have a wonderful tree warden in the city. His name is Chris Hayward. And one of our primary objectives is to support the work that he does in the city. For example, through Chris Hayward, we learned that one of the biggest obstacles that he faces is the damage that's done to our trees by utility companies. They do have to contact him before initiating any work, and sometimes companies may not know this. And so what we ask our members to do is to be vigilant and play the role of neighborhood watch. If you see something happening, trees being damaged, we ask that you contact the Quincy Tree Alliance. You can send us an email describing the work that you see, exact location, the street, and also take a picture if you can. Recently, this happened with one of our members spotted a utility company cutting a tree in Wollaston. And she contacted us, told us about it. We do have a point person whose job is to communicate with Chris on a regular basis. We were able to contact the tree warden, and he found out that it was Verizon who initiated the work, and they did not know that they had to contact the tree warden before in doing so. So now he does have a contact person there at that utility company, and moving forward, this shouldn't happen again. And it's all in a day's work for the Quincy Tree Alliance.
Okay,
you're the voice for trees.
Your first success story before you even get up and running. So you're up to the flags.
We've been doing this. We've been doing this work before we're officially up and running, but we're looking to increase our membership, definitely.
Well, I think you have a friend in the administration. We've heard the mayor speak often about the importance of the urban forest, especially during the pandemic, you know, to have healthy trees for folks to enjoy the outdoors. He was the former Parks Department director, so I think you have a strong advocate there.
That's right, and we thank the mayor for his support because it really is so important. There are so many benefits to having healthy trees in the city. For the health benefits that you just mentioned as well, being in this COVID pandemic, you know, trees make us happy. You know, there's social emotional benefits to it. They purify the air. They clean the air, and it's so important that we have clean air to breathe. And we know that the older the tree, the more that it works to clean and purify the air. So it's very important that we protect our older trees and not cut them down to replace them with younger trees. There's economic value in having a healthy urban forest. For homeowners, it will increase your property value. If you're looking to save cooling costs in the summer, a shade tree will do exactly that. If you're a business owner, we know that aesthetically, having a nice, healthy tree in front of your business will attract more customers and more clients. And we also know that the number of trees correlates with the crime rate in the city, where we have data to support the fact that the more trees are in a neighborhood, the lower the crime rate. So there are so many benefits to really protecting and honoring the trees that we have in our city.
Interesting. I had not heard that statistic. How did you yourself get involved in this, Cindy?
I've always been a tree hugger. you know, I love nature. And for me, it's a very spiritual thing. Trees are held in high reverence in most major religions. Whether you are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or Buddhist, there is significance in having trees and honoring trees in all of those religions, that they are our brothers and sisters in the plant kingdom. And we have to be good to Mother Nature. We have to be good to the earth. This is our home. And they are living beings. So we have to speak up for them where they cannot speak for themselves.
Interesting. Yeah. Are there other tree alliances, do you know, in other communities that you're aware of?
Yes, there are. And we have been in communication with them. We've touched base with tree committees in Watertown, tree committees in Cambridge. And there's also a few others as well that we've touched base with. Okay. So we are looking to partner with them in creating a wider network within the state.
Yeah, urban areas that you're talking about, which it seems to be more critical because there are fewer trees and there are more hazards for them, right?
That's absolutely correct. Maintaining that urban forest. People don't really think about, you know, forests when you're living in the city, but that's exactly what they are. Our tree canopies are our urban forests, and they are very important and critical to human conservation and preservation as well. And that is definitely something we need to focus on. In the light of what's happening with our climate and the drastic changes in our climate globally.
So tell me more about your logo contest again, if you can. How many submissions have you had? When are you going to pick a winner? What does the winner win?
So we have cash prizes for the top three winners. So third place will win $50. Second place will win $100. And the number one cash prize winner will receive $200.
Okay.
Total. We will choose a winner and announce it on Arbor Day for our official launch, which again is Friday, April 30th. So residents have up until that time. I would say we are voting on it actually on the 18th mm-hmm. at our next monthly meeting, but we will be announcing it on Arbor Day.
Okay, so it's too late to submit an entry now, is that right?
Unfortunately, it is. So the deadline for the logo contest was April 1st.
Okay.
And we did have lots of submissions. And we also had some younger participants who unfortunately were too young to enter the contest, but we will have another community project that they will be able to participate in, and we'll be making an announcement about that as well.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. Anything else you'd like to share right now?
Yes, so the Quincy Tree Alliance will be participating in the Earth Day Festival, which will be hosted by QFTC. That's Thursday, April 22nd. It will be in Germantown from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be helping out with activities on that day and also have an information table. So come and check us out. The information tables will be from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can find out more about us and meet some of the QTA members. We will also be participating at the 7th Annual South Shore Science Festival.
Oh, yeah.
It will be virtual this year, just right. like last year. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 24th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we are partnering with QCAN, mm-hmm. Quincy Climate Action Network, and together with the Quincy Tree Alliance, we will be presenting a segment at 10:15 on that morning. So check us out on that as well.
Okay, so you are very, very active already. You mentioned that you have regular meetings. Are those open to the public?
The meetings are open to the public. Right now, of course, we are meeting virtually.
Right.
We will be able to promote that on our Facebook page for anyone who's interested. And again, to be a member, you just have to be a resident of the city, have a positive interest in the tree canopy of the city, and pay your member due. And once you do that, then you'll be eligible to be a voting member. But members of the public are welcome to sit on our meeting.
Okay, great. And again, how do folks find out more about the Quincy Tree Alliance?
You can find us on Facebook at okay. Quincy Tree Alliance. Follow us on Instagram at Quincy Tree Alliance and email us with any questions at quincytreealliance@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Thanks, Cindy. Really appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Joe. My pleasure.
You're welcome.
Bye now. Well,